For me personally, no. It's football. It's something I've been preparing for all year. It's a game I love to play. I just come out here and every year, no matter who you are, all you can do is what you're able to do physically and mentally on the field, and everything else will take care of itself. So for most guys, I think that's the approach they should take, and it'll be fun. It'll take care of itself.
Are you going to be an end or a linebacker in this defense? What do you think?
I've been told that I'll be doing both. And that, you know, in some packages I'll be doing linebacker, but mainly defensive end. You know, I'm pretty excited about the switch. You know, I'm a guy that's always up for new challenges. Here's another one for me. I've been through it before, and I look forward to just having fun with it.
What did you do this offseason to get ready to be an end? Did you gain some weight, figure it out?
No, I'm actually about the same weight, you know, right around 270, the same weight I played at last year. I kind of played in that situation on third down last year, basically in a 3-4. Outside linebacker, that's what it is, the defensive end. So just tried to stay in shape, you know, work my hands better, did some boxing things that, you know, try to help my my hand speed and my conditioning. So hopefully we can see results on the field.
You worked out with Von Miller this summer in Dallas?
Devon worked out with me. You know? So, yeah, we were at the same facility. And, you know, when he wasn't handling the business with the lockout and other thing like that, we were together. Also, a couple other guys that we drafted, Jeremy Beal and Nate Irvin, were there too. So I got to get a firsthand look at some of the teammates I'll be with.
Head start on the rookie.
I told him I need a lot out of him this year. So, you know, since we got one day a pass, I'm going to need a little more money out the pocket this year.
Well, those are three guys you're probably going to be playing a lot with between end and linebacker.
Well, Vaughn, he's obviously a very humble guy. Very humble guy. It was fun meeting him, fun talking to him. Yeah, I think he's athletic. I think he'll be a big asset to us. I think Nate will have to learn physically. I think he'll be ready soon. Jeremy is one of those guys that kind of reminds me of myself that no one really talks about, but it's going to seem somehow to get the job done. He works hard, and I think that's the attitude he's going to have. So I think they had some good personnel decisions when they were in the draft.
How much have you been able to study the new playbook, and what have you taken from it so far?
You know, getting into the playbook is very different. It's different and difficult to get in the playbook and say you know what you're doing without coaches hand in hand with new lingo, new ways that they like to do things. But just looking at it from a presence of defenses that I know, it'll be fun. It'll be attacking. It'll get a lot of different guys the opportunity to make big plays, and hopefully we put the right guys in the best position to make those plays.
Mario, at this point in your career, how do you feel about no two-a-days and the, you know, in the future less OTAs, things like that, some of the concessions?
Does my smile say anything? Yeah, I mean, man, it's, you know, when you go through a situation where you've been used to two-a-days and pads and two-hour practices and a lot of hitting and a lot of pounding on the body, to take some of that away, it's fun. Let it be known, though. Time we do have the pads, I don't believe that it'd be full speed for the whole practice. So I feel like it'll add you know, another year or two to my career physically, because it takes the pounding off my body. So I'm sure a lot of vets are happy about it, and a lot of rookies just don't know how lucky they are.
You remind them about that?
Oh yeah, I remind them every day that, you know, if they were planning on playing six, playing on eight with the way it is now.
Mario, you seem, you know, the defense usually ahead of the offense a little bit. As you start to see, do you see that gap being a little bit wider this year because of the OTAs?
Always, defense is always ahead of offense. So, I mean, I think that, you know, guys, because you got a lot, to me, personally, in a personal opinion, I think defensive guys just have a little different swagger about, you know, about football, about the way they do things. And, you know, offense, it comes down to guys doing the right, running the right routes, you know, timing and everything. So timing is a big part of offense. And, you know, obviously, you know, you have different quarterbacks and different systems being installed. It's very difficult to get the timing down quickly.
Mario, do you think the lockout not being able to work out with the strength and conditioning coaches here will contribute to more injuries, or maybe the fact that you were able to work out at your own pace, is that going to be more helpful?
I don't think it'll contribute to any injuries. I think as professionals, we get paid to do a job, and part of that job is being in shape and being ready to play football when the time comes. Personally, I worked out, you know, for the last 3 or 4 months preparing myself and being ready. So a lot of guys, they work out. They like to work out away from the facility during the offseason anyhow. So I don't see the big change, just the fact that the coaches are able to physically see us work out. But that's the only difference to me.
Hey, Mario, your thoughts on the new acquisition of Redskins defensive tackle Jeremy Jarman traded for Jabbar Gaffney?
Well, obviously, with some of the things Jabbar did for this team, you hate to lose him, but You know, it was a situation where we have a lot of good receivers, and, you know, it was an afforded situation or a team situation. We had a lot of depth, and it was our strength, and to a situation where we needed some defensive linemen. We didn't go there in the draft, and obviously we're probably looking at free agency, you know, is my opinion. But it's good to have a guy that, you know, come in alongside myself and anchor down and let these linebackers run.
Coach,